Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocopic marsal veins, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whoever you are, wherever you are listening to Revolution Radio, and this is Spirit Talk with Lizzie, and I'm your host, Lizzie. Don't forget, you are listening to a radio who is a listener supporter, so we do need your help to keep us going. And to keep this wonderful radio going, do please become a patron and to join in with sharing into keeping the radio going by going to the store. You can get yourself some goodies. You can get someone else some goodies. Get both of you and someone else some goodies. Why not? I hear there's some really good stuff going there. Press that donation button. And please do join us here into this wonderful chat room, because we have so many wonderful people joining in to this chat room always. And we have wonderful, wonderful moderators here always keeping the peace, helping you to navigate the system. So, you know, you go up to the nav bar, there's home, schedules. If you go to the schedules, you see both Studio A and Studio B. And different time zones, and the radio does work on Eastern. And so there are the archives, they are there for free, always. And do join in, and keep us going, because we are here 24/7 for you. With love, and none of us get paid. Anything that you give or buy, anything that comes in, all the monies that come in is solely to keep this wonderful radio station going. And now there's no one that takes a cut, there's no payoffs. We all do it for the love of what we do, and to be able to share our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And indeed, you have so many wonderful people here, always willing to help you to navigate the system. So my heart and big hugs go out to all the moderators and management, because they are absolutely a brilliant team. They work very, very hard. Some of them even being hosts themselves. So, and some people actually work many, many hours putting a show together with love for you. So, yes, indeed. Come in, come in, come in, wherever you are. Come in to listen to the purr, purr, putty cat. And, you know, I will purr to you with loving intent. Peace, love, and harmony intent always. And everything here is done with a lot of respect. And, of course, not all of us are going to agree, but one thing we have to agree upon is agree to disagree sometimes. Because at times we get all heated up and think, you know, I'm right and you're wrong. But sometimes it's not about who's right or who is wrong, but it's about understanding that we cannot always agree on everything, and agree to disagree is absolutely fine. Yeah, it's about respect for each other. It's about knowing that sometimes, you know, we may think we know what we're talking about and what we feel is correct and another person is wrong. But who knows, along the line, you may even learn something if you just give the other person a chance. So here I go into the visitors list to say hello to everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Ron, Mexico. Monkey. Cat, Fred. Meow, that's me. Valerie, the red pill. Zog, Mona Rattler. Freedom, freedom. Freedom, lover. WH Devo, Crow, Dry Fly Guy, Simply Red 777, Monster 383, Wonderful Bat Rabbit, Batsman, Blah Blah, Nezomania, Noreen, Jane, Boy Solomon, Crypt Rick, Prometex, Dirt Engineer, Cat, Dog, Girl, Wally, Comet, Blessing, Dirt, Gino, I like Pimpers better. Hello, Sans. Gear Bear, Melilia, and Mad, Mr. Rowe, In the Kitchen, Maced, 139, Popsicle Toes, Scorpio, Murray Bailey, and many, many others that are navigating the system in and out, back and forth, but they do come in and then pop out, checking out this, that, and the other. And yes, indeed, a big hug, much love to all listening here in and joining in to the chat room, and much love, many hugs to all of those out there listening and for some reason aren't able to join. We still send out so much love to all of you, regardless of where you are. We love you, and we are always so pleased to have you here with us. So, yeah, after saying hello to everyone and telling you that indeed you are listening to Spirit Talk with Lizzie, and I'm your host, Lizzie, what can I say apart from I am here with love? Because that is the truth. I am here with love always. And, of course, I am alone today. A lot of the times I am alone. And so I hold this conversation without a necessarily a feedback. Sometimes I do. I do chat away with the chatters in the chat room. But at the same time, I don't have a feedback necessarily, which sometimes is good. But I was listening something about children and grown-ups. And I was listening about truths and lies. And I actually find that children are incredibly amazing. I don't actually think, hello Bon Bon, welcome to the chat room. I think children don't necessarily lie. Not like we do, not like grown-ups do. Children don't lie. They are imaginative. And they, if faced with something, a problem, that they feel they cannot be honest and open, they open their windows to their imagination, and then they give you a version of their reality. And to you may sound like a lie, and can be possibly, if you touch that, no. Whilst you know they have. But with very young children, it's not about lying. It's about their imaginary world. And their imaginary world is a creator world. We create from our imagination point. And so I'm saying children don't necessarily lie. They are giving you a perspective from their imagination point. Yes? So don't touch that. And you may not say why. And you see them going back towards that thing. And you tell them sternly, don't touch that. But you don't explain the reason why. And often their imagination will lead them to go in touch. Touch whatever it is, you know. Because they have got this imagination point and they're very inquisitive, they're learning. And for the lack of being told why, sometimes they will go and do exactly what you tell them not to do. Sometimes if you tell them why, they're more likely to react. You know, if you say, oh no, that's hot, and you go, you know, and you make that, you know, ouchy sound and stuff, they're more likely to listen to you than to go and try and find out for themselves, because they're trusting your expertise, yeah? They're trusting you as someone that looks after them, and they're knowing that you're trying to look after them. More often than not, they will listen to you if you explain than if you don't explain. If you become all authoritarian with a child, its reaction very often is to be disobedient, because they will want to try and find out why. Why can I not touch this? Why are you telling me that? You're not explained. So I need to find out. Very often, it's just as simple as that. Grown-ups lie for totally different reasons, you know. And we all lie. Even the nicest person in the world that doesn't break a twig, so they say, will lie. You know, they call them white lies, you know, not harmful lies. Um, And so everyone to a certain extent will lie to others, including to themselves. The lying to yourself is a self-preservation thing very often. We lie to ourselves because we cannot face the truth. Yeah? So we lie to ourselves and we compartmentalize that what we lie to ourselves. And we create a plausible lie that we even start believing in. Out there, you know, outside ourselves, there are many other people that will lie, you know. And they will lie to you for a variety of reasons, depending on the situations, you know. Politicians, oh, great liars. They must get a A+ on lying. They probably go to school, a politician's school, on how to lie. And they probably get an A+ on that. Because politicians are great at lying with a smile on their face, looking at people, and they do it in an amazing way. You know, they just sort of, yeah, they do it, you know. That's why I say there must be a school for this kind of stuff. I don't know. But there must be some sort of classes for these people. They go to learn how to line people's faces and not even twitch, you know. So there are some sorts of reasons why people lie, and sometimes it's to protect someone, or they think they are protecting someone, yeah? So there's many kinds of liars, you know, and to be honest, there is not a person on this world that does not, to a point, will say some sort of lie. It doesn't make them a liar, yeah? You only become a liar when you do it consistently and continuously and harm other people, or even yourself with this kind of stuff. And then you become not only a pathological liar, you are a serious pain in the butt. Because you are hurting others with the lies that you come forward with, yeah? But in general, I think we are, if you put in general, all over the world, human beings are loving, kind, and beautiful people. And most people actually do try to achieve a good lifestyle, meaning not to cheat others, be good to others, be kind with others, etc. Because many people actually realize that it has a knock-on effect if you are not like that. But yes, at the moment, with everything that's been going around the world, after yet again so many lies, but actually at this time around, the lying was so in your face. And so complicit all around the world. That it took a nefariousness with it. Because most people, and when I say this, I'm not trying to put anyone down when I say most people. I say this with the utmost respect to people, which I do actually have. But a lot of people were taught and grew up believing that certain people would never lie to them. Yes. People like doctors and nurses and the medical industry, which it has become an industry. Politicians, people in power, including religious people. And I have to include religious people in there because it's all been very strong. And to be very honest, even though it has been all around the world a very strong thing, some churches were actually really good and still were open to people, of course, with taking care, etc. But it was a place of safety. It was a place of worship. It was a place where people felt they needed to go. And others took the side of the lie. And I find that with great knowledge, yeah, also comes you know, with great knowledge, you also have this thing that you have to know that what you do and say affects people. Yeah. And the politicians know these things and all of these people know these things. And yes, in the beginning, some of them would have, and I'm not saying everyone, as you heard me saying, you know, this is some people, not all people. Yeah. But you do know these things and you are still making people follow it, then how do you live with that? Yeah? How can you live with yourself when you do that to people? Yeah, you have to either be very devoid of feelings, heart, emotions. That doesn't even mean you're evil, but you have to be very devoid of that and very selfish or misguided or something or other. In the beginning of all of this, I believe that a lot of people followed the narrative simply because that is what people do. They follow the narrative and they do believe, have believed for a long time that certain people in certain places would never lie to them. But is it so? Of course not. I mean, honestly, with all due respect to Pinocchio, politicians have a great big nose, you know, so big they have to be careful when they walk in the door. Because indeed, you know, lying becomes part of their daily bread. And it's very sad because a lot of good people go into politics. And they go into politics with a good heart, with good intentions, and they really, really want to make a difference. But something along the line seems to happen to these people, that the higher they go, the higher they go, the more it seems that they lose the compassion, that they lose the empathy, and that the liar becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it becomes compulsive. And then it is like they are pathological liars. They live a lie. Do they live well with themselves? Or do even they die well with themselves? You know? So I'm just mentioning this because I see a lot of this stuff. But I also have seen, yeah, that not everything, not everyone is like that. And there are some very good people at the top, you know. And there are some very good doctors and very good nurses. So it's not a generalized every single person. And I have to say this and repeat saying it because there are very good people amongst all the nasties, yeah. Not everyone is a nasty. And some of these people, if they weren't there, things would have gone a lot worse. Honestly. So there are angels amongst the darkness, and angels sometimes take the format of human beings. And they take the format of human beings because that's the only way they can do something. And there are some very beautiful, kind people out there, and they are who I'm calling angels. They may not have wings, they may not have robes, but amongst everything and all the nasties, they keep standing strong in their belief, and they keep standing strong and who they are, whom they are. Because that is indeed so important. It's remember ring whom we are and standing in that power regardless of what surrounds you. Whenever you buckle in and join in the nasties, then you joined in the nasties, you know. But I do, you know, and I send blessings and love to all of those that are up there, mixed everywhere, all over the world, mixed in with all the nasties, but they are doing the good work. There are many people, indeed, still doing very good work. Yeah, and this is very important. So amongst all of this negativity, do we still find positivity? Of course, amongst some of the things that I just mentioned, I see positive everywhere, every day. In every country, there are beautiful pockets of positive beings, positive, strong, very strong people, yeah, that remain in the strength of that whom we are, the freedom, the peace, loving harmony, the health consciousness people, the contact with nature, the loving of nature and animals and human beings. And about human beings, I would like to say that we have been told for a very long time, aeons, you know, since the language that brings the human being forward, yeah, we've been told many a times that we are just human beings. We ourselves say that. We say, we are just the human beings. There's nothing I can do. That is not correct. That is word magic. We are not just human beings. We are beautiful human beings. We are amazing human beings. We are all possibilities human beings. We are a spirit soul having a experience in this body, which then makes us human beings. So, it's important to understand that there are things like that. Word is magic. Magic can be used for good and bad. Magic is not all bad. And it's not all good. It is the intention behind it. Yes? And words are magic for creation. So when people say we are just human beings, including ourselves, we are pulling ourselves down to the just. Yeah? Just. It's just a human being. It's just an animal. What's that about? It's just an animal. Yeah, animals are beautiful. They're amazing. How can anyone say it's just an animal? Or it's just a human being? So you see that words can be magic, and it's beautiful. This is very beautiful. It's nothing to be scared. It's nothing to go like, oh, and such and such order uses this against us. And it's, you know, cut, 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 cut. It's not about pointing. It's about awareness. It's about understanding, getting to become aware of stuff. Because when you're aware of stuff, it doesn't hurt you anymore. You then can use it for beneficial or in beneficial ways. Yes? So, instead of straight away going negative with what I just said, words, it's magic, and only some groups will use words as magic. No, some groups create word magic. The same word magic can be created or uncreated by us when we know and are aware of it. Simple as that. So when you know and you are aware of it, yeah, that you are not just a human being. You're a human being, a unique shard of the divine, created by God, yeah. You are spirit soul, eternal, on a journey. And humans and animals, it's never just a animal, for goodness sake. An animal, whatever kind of animal, being it a rabbit, a crow, a cat, a monkey, a lion, a giraffe, a horse, whatever kind of animal, a fish, any kind of animal, was created by God. All have got a reason for being. Even the very annoying mosquito that bites you and sucks your blood has got a very good reason for being. Yeah? Do you know the beautiful bats eat mosquitoes? And many other birds and other animals. And with lack of mosquitoes and such, they would have lack of certain foods, certain supply. So everything is interconnected, interwoven in this most beautiful tapestry of life. And it is so, so beautiful that I have to honor it every day. I like to get up early in the morning and I like to step out and listen when it's quiet outside. Step out. There's a little corner by the door. Whether it rains or shine, I can always stand there I listen to the birds in the morning. And sometimes at night I like to stand there at night, in late night, and I stand there and I listen to the birds of the night. I love to listen to the owls. And I'm actually really pleased because we have been having more owls lately. And I love, it just makes my heart pump so beautifully, so full of love to listen to the owls, you know. And I love in the morning when everything is so quiet before everyone or anyone gets up. It is so quiet and you have the little birds chirping and the pigeons, which I could say they can be a bit annoying sometimes because they can overpower the little birds sometimes, but I actually love them too. And the last few days we had strong storms and quite a lot of birds were hiding under the bushes, and I was chatting away to them when I went outside, and I was holding down greenhouses and pots and this and that and the other because it was so, so, so stormy that it didn't really matter what was inside the greenhouse. The wind would just blow in and turn the greenhouse into a balloon and wanted to take off. So I was out in the storm. I had to bring down the smaller one and totally pin down the other one. And I had to keep an eye on it most of the day. And so now and then would go back and keep pinning it down. And during the night, got up a few times as well. Mad Hatter, I am. But I love it. I love it, you know. And at the moment, today actually was the first day, still windy, but much nicer. We had a little bit of sunshine, which I was so grateful for. A bit of blue sky mixed with clouds and a bit of a wind still. And hopefully in the next few days, I will have a chance to go out there and start clearing it up. It'll take me a while to clear all that mess up, because it was indeed an amazing storm. And my garden is sort of, seems to be like wind channel. It traps all the wind and it reverberates and it's amazing. But yesterday I was very, very grateful because after a long time, actually, I can't even remember when was the last time I had seen some sunshine. But today the sun was out. A little bit, not much, but it was out. And I saw a bit of blue sky among some clouds. And the birds were singing quite loudly, actually. And it was actually really beautiful. And my heart was pounding with gratefulness. So it is important to understand gratefulness. I could be moaning. I could be going, and it's broken this and it made a mess in the garden and I've got thousands of leaves all over the place and pots blown away and blown. I mean, actually, for the big pots to actually turn over in the garden, that's how strong that wind was. But I actually have not had one single moan or groan about the bad weather. But I have a lot of grateful thoughts for the ray of sunshine that I experienced today. It was actually a bit warmer as well today. So it was an incredibly cold, and the wind was acceptable, I suppose. So it's important to bring gratefulness into your heart. And it's important to understand that there are so many things on the planet that we understand, but yet so many that we don't understand. If you think about it, we don't even know the deepest of the deepest of our oceans. We don't even know everything about our own planet. And yes, we are apparently going to Mars and all these things that they make plans, but we still don't even know all about our own planet. And I said that without not putting anything in doubt whether they are or not going to Mars, you know, honestly. I think that's all very exciting, going or not going, and you know, well, good to those that want to do all that, you know. But for me, we live in a beautiful, most beautiful living planet. Our Mother Earth is beautiful, truly beautiful. Beautiful wildlife, amazing, powerful rivers, amazing, beautiful lakes. Also, gentle rivers and calm lakes. Big oceans. Where you see life, and you take life from in the format of food. Such beautiful animals, sea animals, land animals, birds, the amazing fauna that we have. The amazing trees and everything on this planet. It is truly amazing. You know, and I very often talk about the blade of grass. Because the blade of grass is as important as you and I. Yeah. The beautiful humblest bee is what keeps us all alive with its pollination. And the beautiful humblest bee is full of magic, good magic. The beautiful humblest bee, it doesn't fly. Do you know that? Did you know that? Bees don't fly, they hover. Wasps fly. And they go from A to B, flying away. Bees do it in a different way. They have got this magical levitas about them that brings life to forests, to meadows, to your garden. And they produce this most beautiful honey, which is food, it's medicine. Bees are so important. And yet, some people never notice them. They may notice them if they're outside having a drink and this bee comes along, and a lot of people will go into a panic and start screaming. Bee, 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 bee. It's actually the wasps that sting you. The bee will very often buzz around you, may even try to have a little bit of drink of your juice. But bees know that they cannot just sting you without losing their life. Wasps, on the other hand, they're very active. Very active stingers. But again, they do have a reason for being. And even though I am allergic to wasps, and I used to be absolutely terrified of wasps, more and more I am a little bit more at ease with them. Well, at least I try and be, unless if they're really in my face, then I can sometimes have a little bit of a panic. Wasp! Wasp! Well, I try not to, because in my mind, I always think that the more I scream or the more I run, the more they will try and get me. Whilst if I remain at peace, then that might not be the case. But with wasps, my experience is if they want to sting you, they sting you regardless. But in general, I mean, I'm okay. Knock on wood, I've been okay lately, you know, last few years with them. But everything has got a reason for being. And the humble bee is one. And they're beautiful. I love, 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 love the bumblebee. They're so adorable. They're this cute little fluffy things with yellow bum-bum and a little black band and another yellow band. And they are so fluffy and so, so cute, you know. And the other normal bees, there's many a variety of bees, and they're all wonderful too. And I truly, truly love them. And I always try and create an environment for them in a garden. Because I love them. I truly love them. I love butterflies too. And actually, talking about butterflies, aren't we so much like the butterfly? Yeah. We spend most of our lives from leaf to leaf, eating away one leaf and trying to find the other leaf. And of course, at that point, we are not the butterfly. Yeah. We are the caterpillar. And we are happily going along our lives, eating this and that, whatever it is that we like, whatever it is that's in our area, or what kind of caterpillar we are, all have got their different favorites. And then one day, for some reason, we know it's time. And then we start creating this cocoon. Because we know it's going to be the change. And I always find this most amazing about the caterpillars and the butterfly. And as a child, I used to have caterpillars, silk caterpillars. They call them silkworms, but they are caterpillars. And I used to have them. And so I used to watch all the way, I used to feed them, watch them create eventually the cocoon. And I knew that it wasn't the end. And I knew that that most beautiful caterpillar that I used to love and hold in my hand and feed it leaves, which I used to go and get, especially for it, and I used to have all this beautiful environment for my caterpillars, and eventually they would create all these beautiful cocoons, and I would wait and wait and wait, patiently looking after the cocoons, because for me the cocoons, I used to sell them. All the kids used to do this. In my time, well, not all, but a lot of kids did that. So we used to look after them so they wouldn't go bad. And on the right time, which meant for me, I'd be keeping an eye out on the cocoons every day, making sure that everything was clean and all that. Keeping an eye on the cocoon. And then one day, this beautiful beautiful white butterfly would come out with one dot on each wing. It would take a while for it to spread its wings, and it would take a while for it to be able to flap its wings and unroll its little antenna. And sometimes my little hand, because I was but a child, my little hand would reach out, hoping it would come onto my hand. And I would gently take them out into the garden and see them fly off free. That was my goodbye to those beautiful, beautiful butterflies. My reward was all of that I just told you, from the beautiful caterpillar to the butterfly. And of course, in those days, this is many, many years ago, a lot of us kids used to do this because they were silkworms, yeah, silk caterpillars. So all those cocoons in good condition only, we would take them to this lady. She would take them off us, and she would give us some money. And with that money, I often would buy some more because they were something I love to have, you know. So I'd buy some more and have some money for some sweeties and so on. But it was, you know, something I loved so much. And just to see that beautiful butterfly emerge and how gentle, so, so gentle. And at first, you know, stretching itself, its body, and everything. And just to have the honor of them on my hand, open the window and sing them goodbye. I used to make little songs to sing them goodbye. And I used to sometimes do that with the ladybirds. I had ladybird songs, which I used to pick up ladybirds, and I used to hold them in my hand whilst they were running around on my hand, whilst I would be singing a little song with a rhyme for the ladybird to fly away. And it is a true blessing when you embrace nature. It is a true blessing when you embrace nature, understand it, and respect it. And yes, those bees, I love them so much. And without the bees, not just us, but a huge ecosystem goes down. Mushrooms are important for a great ecosystem, for trees, for the forest, for the bees. And the bees are important to the mushroom, to the mycelium. And the mycelium is important for the bees because they get nutrients from it too. And the trees have got amazing, beautiful flowers and pollens for those beautiful bees. And the trees and the bees exchange in a beautiful motion again, because we are all interconnected, and so do we. We breathe in and out, and the trees breathe in and out with us. Every time we take a breath out, they breathe in. Every time they breathe out, we breathe in. And of course, we also get our oxygen from the oceans, which is not very often spoken about. Pardon. and not very often talked about. But yes, we also get plenty of our oxygen from the oceans because it does produce quite a lot of it too. So it is important to understand that every single link makes a beautiful tapestry. And you and me are part of this beautiful tapestry. You, me, the bee, the tree, the oceans and the fishes in the sea, the eagle's flying eye, and the owl that sings to you in the night of the sky. All together, bringing in such a beautiful tapestry of life that is you and me and us together, all together, including the beautiful Mother Earth, which is alive. So we are getting towards the end of the first hour, and it's gone quite fast. I hope all of you are enjoying as much as I am, because I am sharing my love with you every day, and I'm sending it out to you with so much love. I will be here after the break. And yes, indeed, together we create this beautiful tapestry of life. And it is time for us to celebrate and to stand in the power of whom we are. And start with remembering whom you are and honoring that being that is you and all the beings around you. Yes? So I'll see you all after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, your lives are becoming more difficult as the life force of your world is draining away. Have you noticed that as everything around you seems to decline, one thing still grows? It is the power of your rulers. None of their plans and directives have solved your problems or made your life better. The only result has been their increased control over you at the cost of your freedom. Do you know why? You gave them the power. They called for your sacrifice, and you thought it was noble. They said if you worked for yourself and your family, that you were selfish and uncaring. And they made you feel ashamed. They denounced the leaders of industry as greedy exploiters. You agreed. All evil needs to win is the consent of good people. To everyone within the range of my voice, you now have a choice to make. If you decide to support the notion of sacrifice enforced by the state, your game is up. Your world is in a downward spiral, and you will ride it down to destruction. But if you share the values, if you believe that your life is a sacred possession for you to make the most of, if you want to live by the judgment of your own mind, not edicts from the state, then follow our lead. Do not support your own oppressors. Stop letting the system exploit you. Form your own communities on the frontiers of your crumbling world. Your rulers hold you by your endurance to carry the burdens they impose. by your generosity when you hear cries of despair, and above all, by your innocence which cannot grasp the depths of their evil. The world you are living in is the world they wanted. Leave them to it. Those who are eager to build a better world, a world of freedom and opportunity, a world based on mutual respect, in that world you will not receive alms, nor pity, nor forgiveness of sins, but honor, respect, and justice. Don't let the fire go out spark by irreplaceable spark in confusion and despair. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It is yours.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. It's your world. Take it. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are indeed listening. you're welcome, Pastor Rabbit, no problem. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are indeed listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And do please keep this radio going by becoming a patron. Press the donation button. Go to the store. Get yourself some goodies. Get someone some goodies. Or why not get both of you some goodies? And we have the archives always there for free for you. And indeed, we are here sharing the love with every single one of you every day, 24/7 pretty much. And none of us get paid, but to keep the radio going, it does need the bills to be paid. So do please join in any way you can. And of course, if you cannot, you give any financial help, you can join in anyway, because we love, love, love having you here. You can always join into the chat room and be part of this wonderful chat room. And we have wonderful, wonderful moderators and a wonderful team of moderators and management always there, happy, very, very happy to help you navigate the system, which is not very difficult to, but of course when you're brand new and you need any help, they are more than happy to help you to navigate the system. I mean, I've been here for a while now, and I still, so now and then, need a little bit of help. So don't be scared of asking, because they are actually wonderful. I'm, for one, am a little bit of a dinosaur with technology. So, yep, there you go. So now and then I still need a little bit of a help. But yes, here we are again. With love for all of you. And you are listening indeed to Spirit Talk with Lizzie. And I'm your host, Lizzie, always here for you with love. So as I was saying prior to the break, how important the ecosystem is, because we are part of that ecosystem, so is the humblest of bees. And one of the reasons why we do actually need to think of the humble bees, because using too much poison and so on actually kills off the bees. And the mycelium and the trees and the mushrooms and so on goes this beautiful tapestry of life on this beautiful, beautiful planet which we call home. And this beautiful planet which we call home is traversing through space at high speeds, it's a beautiful cosmic dance that we do around the sun, and the sun traversing through space, taking us all, meaning us, this beautiful planet and all the other planets and moons, into this beautiful cosmic dance on an eternal journey. And at this moment in time, we indeed are blessed. We have so much to be grateful for and to feel blessed for, even though when you look around you may not feel like it. You may feel that everything is drama and everything is bad and there are quite a lot of bad stuff happening, but it's basically, it's rocking the boat, yes it is. But for change to happen, something had to give. And we are creators with words. We create with words. We create with imagining. We imagine a better world. And we imagine it by imagination, using our imagination and projection and also word. But we often do it from a point of not knowing what we are actually creating, projecting, etc. Because we are very often totally unaware of the possibilities of what we are and all that what we are. So we are creating without even realizing. And hence why it is important to think about what you wish for. Yeah, have you ever heard about think what you wish for? Yeah, you better be aware of what you wish for, because you might just get it. And sometimes you wish for things that you actually don't want, you know. And you just say these things and you just project these things, and then, you know, and then they start happening. So we all have to be take some accountability and be careful with what we wish for. Yeah. And of course, where we are at the moment may be a creation of many sick minds and many evil minds, but it's not a creation solely of many sick minds and many evil minds. We all have a footprint in there, whether we like it or not, whether we are aware or not. And if you go back, I'm not going to go back very far, but 5, 10 years, 15 years, yeah, many of us would be saying, oh, things have got to change. There is this wrong, and there is that wrong, and there's so much wrong. And all the things that we could see and hear and know that was wrong, we would mention, and we would then say we want a change, we need a change, and we were creating. It just didn't appear right there, right now, at the moment we were saying, but we were creating it already. The change was being created already, from going from energy into matter. So we were materialization. Yeah, we were materializing as a matter of speech from energy into matter. And now I hear, because of the things that have been happening, and a lot of them really not nice and really bad stuff, because of the not nice and very bad stuff, I hear people say, oh, we want to go back to normal. Can anyone tell me what that is? What is going back to normal? When people say that, they are saying something that makes no sense whatsoever. First, you cannot go back. You can only go forward. Yeah. In the time that we see and understand, yeah? So past, present, and future, yeah? So we cannot go back. And what is normal if there was already so many things that were not right, that we moaned about, and that we wanted to change? And yes, many nefarious things have taken place and are taking place. And it's up to us to actually become aware of all of this kind of stuff and then go into our hearts. Yes. Connect heart-mind coherence. And from awareness, start creating from now. From this moment now, start creating a better world, a better place. Yes. Start creating a better world, a better place. Start creating it now. And that does also mean sometimes that you possibly could spend a little bit less time on the negative stuff. Yeah? You can have a beautiful piano in front of you, but if you continuously with one finger hit the same note again and again, it's not going to give you a melody. It's only going to give you da, 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 la, la, whatever it is that you're playing. It's only going to give you that. And it is unpleasant. It's not melodic. And it's not going to change unless if you use all your fingers and learn every single every single part of I know the words, but at the moment you basically have to play this tune, yeah, because it's all about resonance. So you have to learn to play the resonance of love, to change it into love. Play the resonance of health, to change into health. Play the resonance of joy, to bring it into joy. But if you keep playing the note, the same note again and again and again, of it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. And I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim. You are not going to create a better world. for yourself or anyone. So if you want to create a better world, stop pointing at other people. Every time you point one finger, you got three fingers pointing at you. Stop pointing at them. Even if you're rightly so, they've got all the reason to. Yeah, because there are very many bad, nefarious people. And I'm not saying you can't know about it. I'm not saying don't look at it. I'm not saying any of those things. But spend less time on that and more time on looking after yourself. Meditate. Pray. Create a melodic space within you. Yes? And create, bring it into matter, into materialization, the new world that you want. Make those choices. If every single one of us make those choices, the nefarious become less and less. If you look around the world, there's so many beautiful people making those choices and standing in that beautiful power. Love is not weakness. Love is strength. So, you want to continuously hit the same note that is negative? And create more negative and then blame others for it? Or you want to stretch out every single finger, fill your heart, touch every single note on the piano or the guitar, whatever takes your fancy, yeah? Because this is actually me telling you in a different format of how you can create a new world, a new era, yeah, with your choices, not someone else's choices, yeah. What do you want? Health. What do you want? Love. What do you want? Peace. Harmony. Abundance. Financial abundance. Whatever it is that is positive, imagine your fingers playing all those beautiful harmonical notes on the piano, and you are creating it from your heart, mind, coherence, a beautiful harmony. Isn't that beautiful? Because you're using every single finger and you're putting it into matter and into sound. That's what is in your heart. You're creating the melodic of life. And it is so beautiful. We can be stubborn and just sit in front of the piano, one finger, da, 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 for a year, annoying everyone, including yourself. And then blaming everyone, including the piano. It's a bad piano. Bang, 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 bang. Do, do, do. La, la, la. Sometimes you may change to another one. It is about choices. We know what's going on. Most of us here know what's going on. How much time do you want to spend dragging yourself through the mud? Yeah. Listening to all the negative stuff, continuously pointing out the negative stuff again and again and again and again and again and again, using that one finger, bang, 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 creating the same, creating the same. That's all you can do is creating the same if you only do the same one note or two notes on that piano scale. You are all possibilities. Rise those hands. Allow the energy to flow. And play. Play a true melody. Play a true melody of life. Of creation. That is what you are. That is what every single one of you are. Beautiful beings. And you create every day with your wishes, with your thoughts, with your feelings, your emotions, with your words, with what you put your intention on. Create a better world, starting from within. And it is not difficult, because you cannot go out there, change the whole world. Of course you cannot. You cannot go out there and change the masses. Of course you cannot. But you can change yourself. And by changing yourself, by making yourself stronger, yourself happier, yourself filled with joy, then you start creating a better world in your household. For the people around you. And you start creating that outward. And then you are indeed creating a better world. From within. Because you cannot change others, but you can change yourself. You cannot change the world, but you can change yourself. And when you change yourself, when you know yourself, when you go within and you're kind to yourself and you do the stuff that you have to do, the prayer, the meditation, the connecting with earth, the connecting with the animal life, then, yes, then you are changing the world. Without even having to go out there. Because the world is within your heart and outside of you too. The connectiveness that we have is so, so intricate that everything is within you and outside of you. Yeah? As above, so below, within and without. And we can just sit here and talk and talk and talk and say a lot of nonsense and nag and nag and nag and blame everything and everyone for our sorrows. But nothing of that's going to change anything unless if you look within, unless if you are kind to yourself, unless if you listen to the silence within and also listen to the noise within. Yeah? Be kind to yourself. Listen to nature. You are beautiful beings. Every single one of you is. Some of you may agree with me. Some of you may totally disagree with me. That's okay. I know. Not everyone will agree with me. In fact, many people will throw stones because they think, what's love got to do with this? What's love going to change anything? We got to go out there and beat people up and we go out there and do this and do that. When have you ever seen that actually happen? No. If you look through history, If you look through history, you will see, yeah? And then you will see that continuously doing the same thing again and again and expecting a different outcome, yeah? It's not going to happen. So we need to change the things we do to get and create a better outcome. And that is making the choices. That is taking accountability. Yeah? That is truly, yeah, playing the melody of life. Stop continuously hitting the same note again and again and again, because that is not going to change things. But if you play all the melody, use every single senses you have, immerse yourself with life so that you are life itself. Immerse yourself with love so you are love walking. Immerse yourself with the path so there is no difference between you and the path. Because this is how we can change, is by finally getting up from our knees, finally making our own choices, finally knowing that you and I are connected, hands together, hearts together, you, me, the bee, the tree, the eagle, the owl, the water. There is no separation. That is only a beautiful tapestry of life. So, what do you want to do? Play a beautiful symphony on that piano or guitar? Or just stubbornly, with just that one finger, play the same note again and again? Doing, 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 which is very annoying for yourself and others. I had a neighbor learning to play the piano, and for 1 year it played two notes, and it was distressing. It was distressing. For hours it was like bang, 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 and then sit on then plunk. And eventually that neighbor did go and take some lessons and actually finally played the piano eventually. And I was so pleased finally to hear some music. Because before it was a stubborn two-note thing. I know every single one of you is a beautiful, unique shard of the divine. Spirit, soul, eternal, having but a moment in this body. We are all here, connected, interconnected, interwoven into this beautiful, beautiful tapestry of life. And I hope one day to come across the pond and say hello to all of you. I hope one day to go all the way to Australia and New Zealand and say hello to a few of our friends in New Zealand and Australia as well. And I'll go back to Canada one day as well. I went to Canada and I loved Canada. And I'd love to actually visit South America. I do like a little bit of traveling. And it's wonderful to share knowledge, to share the love, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and to know that we are all connected in such a beautiful way. I need a little... So indeed, the path is you and you are the path and you are love and love is you. There's no definition between the two. Because when you know these things, you become love. Yeah. Love is not an emotion. Love is a state of being. And love can be an emotion, but when you get to know love, then it is beyond an emotion. It becomes a way of being. You are a being in love. Yes? And you walk in love. And where you're walking on, you're walking on the path. And what is the path but love? So it all gets again. You are the path and the path is you. You are love. And love is you. And there is no difference. And it is a way, and it is a beautiful way. And it doesn't deny all the things that are happening. But it explains all the things that are happening. And it explains ways out of the things that are happening. Yeah? So, they are ways of solutions of the way. Yeah? They are solutions that can actually move us towards a positive way. Out of all of this. A way where we make the choices of what we want and how we want it. Yeah? Because most of us, yeah, we may want different colors, trousers, this, that, and the other, but most of us, what do we want? Truly want? We want to be loved and to have someone we love. We want enough and a bit more than enough. Yeah, financial, yeah. So we want plenty, let's say. Financial reward, not to have to ever worry. We want health, wealth, love, happiness. And we can choose all of these things, but we have to make these choices. We make these choices by going within, by knowing yourself, by knowing your strengths, knowing your weaknesses, making your weaknesses strong, embrace them. Don't beat yourself up. Learn who you are. Remember, as above, so below, within, without, you are all incredible, amazing, wonderful beings of love. Much love to you, Crow. Much love to you. Yes, indeed. It is hard when we lose our loved ones. And, yeah. Isn't it a beautiful world? It is. It is a beautiful world. And we have to look after it. Because it is the only one we have. Yeah. And if people say, oh, we have to terraform Mars just to make sure we have another world to go to. Well, we have to learn how to look after the one we have. Because the one we have is beautiful, is opulent, is alive and full of life, of which you are one. Every single one of us are part of this beautiful living planet. All the animals, the waters, everything is alive and full of life. So let's honor that. Let's truly, truly honor that. Because it is important to honor that what we have. And if some of these rich kids, money-making people, actually go into space and actually go and terraform Mars, good on them. Go. I don't care. You know, good for them to do that. But if we don't learn to love this planet and don't look after this planet, which is our mother, what makes you think we'd be okay on another planet? Yeah? So look after the planet we have. Look after yourself. Be kind to yourself. Look after the ones you love. Your animals, which are your family, your cats, your dogs, fish, whatever it is that you have, ducks, horses, whatever it is that you have as companions, yeah? They're amazing. Your animal family, they are amazing. Look after them. Look after your family, human family. And care about it. Look after your beautiful planet, your Mother Earth, and always give it love. And be kind with yourself. Always be kind with yourself. Okay, I am getting very close. We are getting very, very close towards the end of the show. And I always like to do a little prayer. So I'll do a little prayer, okay? First, we'll do a little breathing in and out just to get us in that place of relaxation, get us into that place of grounding, relaxation, and you're breathing in and out at your own pace. You don't have to follow me faster just to catch up with me. You just breathe in and out at your own pace, and then we'll do a gentle prayer. And then I'll see what else I have time for, because time does fly. So sit, relax, wriggle your body. Are we ready? So, are we ready, Capfret and Crow and everyone that is listening? Sit down, wriggle body gently, and breathe in and out at your own pace, and I'm starting. And breathe in. All what is yours and good, and breathe out. All what is not yours, and you picked up, and does not serve you. And breathe in. All what is yours and good. And breathe out. All what is not yours. And you picked up. And does not serve you. And breathe in. All what is yours and good. And breathe out. All what you picked up and is not yours and does not serve you. Now breathe in all what is yours and good. And breathe out. All what is yours and good, and share it outward into Mother Earth, the cosmos, all the plants and everything, animals, water, and all. Shake a little bit. And a daily prayer for divine blessings. Are we ready? Just a quick sip. Okay. Beloved, divine Father, Mother, let your divine light fill my mind with wisdom and discernment. Let your divine love fill my heart with warmness, sweetness, and compassion for all. Let your divine power fill me with inner strength to do what is right and to refrain from unwholesome actions and behaviors. Beloved Divine Father, Mother, gaze upon me, your beloved child, with love, mercy, kindness, and abundance. For thou art all compassionate. Cuddle me in your loving arms and protect me. I, your beloved child, lovingly give thanks. So be it, so be it, so be it. I hope you enjoyed that gentle prayer sent out to all of you that asked, and to all of you that are listening. Now, I have only but a little time left, and we shall finish with a little bit of fun. And I shall do some cards. So, I got the deck out and I am shuffling. Shuffling, shuffling, shuffling. I'm shuffling the cards, waiting for someone to say stop. I'm shuffling, 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 shuffling these beautiful cards. Is someone going to say stop? I'm shuffling. Is anyone gonna say stop? Oops. Thank you. Right. Let me see. The card called Serene. That's a very beautiful card. And the card called Serene, let me see. Serene. The card called Serene brings beautiful sky blues. Beautiful sky blues. And white and crystals. And some different shades of gray and purples. So, let me see. Serene. Gently flowing water and soft summer breeze depicts this dragon's energy beautifully. You can rest assured now that life is finally going to settle down. Especially if it has been somewhat turbulent. She says, I am the lapping of the waves. An early morning sun. Allow me to wrap you in my blue cloak of tranquility and accept my presence. As pure calm settles around you, as your inner perception shifts, so will your outer world experience. Remember, the tranquility you seek lies within you. The outside picture and experiences you may be suffering is all but a mirror of the turbulence inside. Call upon me to guide you to that peace of heaven which you so crave. Observe your outer life experiences change as they begin to mirror your inner feelings of serenity. She encounters us to go gently with ourselves. We are quick to nurture others and often neglect our own needs and at times health. We must feed ourselves too. Feed ourselves with that which brings us joy, lifts our spirits, and makes us feel truly alive. As we accept, we too are important. Our worldly experience will begin to reshape the shift. Wow, isn't that absolutely amazing? Serene, this beautiful card that I pulled when someone said stop. Absolutely amazing card. Really, truly amazing. And synchronicity, yeah, absolutely full of synchronicity to what I have been speaking of, to what is going on. It is such a beautiful card. It's just amazing. Hold on, I've got this cord a bit tangled. Absolutely beautiful, amazing card. Do I have time for another one? Beautiful card, wasn't it, Crow? Very beautiful card. Absolutely synchronistic to everything that I have been speaking of and to everything that is going around, all around the world and everything. It's very, very beautiful. So I don't think I'll have time for another card today, but indeed I will pull another card on Sunday. Sometimes I pull more than one. Today I will leave at that one because otherwise I just won't have time to do the card and the reading. But it was a beautiful card and incredibly synchronistic. Very synchronistic. And what can I say to everyone but stay in the power of love. Stay in the power of that whom you are. Remember, you are unique shards of the divine. That uniqueness is what makes you, every single one of you, beautiful. Yeah? Every single one of you is unique, and that uniqueness is to be celebrated, embraced, loved. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others, even though they are different to you. That is only to be celebrated, yeah? Everyone is different. Opinions, way of feeling, believing, all sorts. But embrace that, yeah? Simply embrace that. Stay strong. Stay beautiful. Remember, you are a unique shard of the divine. Spirit soul. Eternal. Having but a moment in this body, right here, right now. Bring fun, loving joy into your heart. And remember, you are the ones you are looking for. And love is more than a feeling, yes? Love is a state of beingness. And you are love. Every day. And I hope you find me on Sunday on Studio B at 11 a.m. Studio B on Sunday. Don't forget, I will be there. Come and listen to me. It's a smaller show, 1 hour. So join me on Studio B. And do listen to other shows, because there's so many wonderful shows. There's Wonderful Crow, Caps Fred, wonderful Pat Rabbit. I'm looking forward to listening Pat Rabbit on Thursday on Studio B at 12 noon, not for public consumption, with wonderful Pat Rabbit. So many. There's Eagle Flower as well. There's so many wonderful shows. There's our wonderful Willow, which I love listening to her and her poetry and her wonderful sharing. And yes, we love our wonderful Willow. There's so many wonderful shows. So, listen today to one, tomorrow to another one. There's so many shows to listen to. And if you miss one of your favorite, so you can listen to someone else, you can always go and listen to the archive, because the archives are there just for that. You miss a show or you love the show so much you want to re-listen to it. They are there for free. guess what? We love you, so we give you freebies. You can always listen to the archives. But remember, we are here for you 24/7 with love. To keep us going, go to the shop, get yourself some goodies, press that donation button, become a patron, share the love, join us here into this beautiful, beautiful chat room. Be part of us. Be part of the love. And know that you are loved. Every day you are loved. And I love everyone double on Sunday, so make sure you come in on Studio B, 11 a.m., and listen to Spirit Talk with Lizzie. And I will be with you just after Willow's show, because she does the show before me on Sunday. And indeed, you're very welcome, Pat Rabbit, and I am indeed looking for your show on Thursday at 12 a.m. on Studio B, because I was really enjoying last week's show, listening to your reading, and your voice was so soothing, and I was feeling so unwell, and I was listening from undercovers. And it was a wonderful show. Thank you. I'm very grateful for your shows, Pat Rabbit. Lovely reading, very soothing voice. Wonderful show. And the same with Crow and Capfred and Willow and Eagle Flower and so many shows. But if you want to know what shows we have, you go up to the schedule and just have a look. And here we are. We are at the end. See you. Much love to all of you. Bye-bye.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
This is Thomas, a.k.a.